From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a deadly attack in Nigeria thought to be the work of Boko Haram. Officials in Nigeria say more than 30 people have been killed in a bomb blast in Yola, the capital of Adamawa State in Nigeria's northeast, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Saad Bello of the National Emergency Management Agency said the blast happened late Thursday in the busy Jimeta market as buyers were doing last-minute shopping for the day. He said at least 31 people died, 38 others were being treated in area hospitals. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the blast, although Boko Haram extremists have carried out similar attacks. The group has stepped up its attacks in recent days since new President Muhammadu Buhari announced he's moving the base of anti-Boko Haram operations from the capital Abuja to the northeastern city of Maiduguri, known as the birthplace of the Islamist militant group. On Thursday, human rights group Amnesty International said more than 8,000 Nigerians have died as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out the insurgent group. Amnesty said its researchers found more than 1,200 people had been executed since 2009 during raids by the Nigerian military. It says at least 7,000 more have died in custody because of torture, thirst, hunger, and severe overcrowding in jails. U.S. officials say hackers in China launched a massive cyber attack on the federal agency responsible for collecting background information on and issuing security clearances for millions of U.S. government employees. The Office of Personnel Management says as many as 4 million former and current employees may have been affected in what is the most extensive breach of government personnel data in years. This is VOA News. In South Korea, 4 deaths related to MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, have been reported, and the number of infections rose to 41 on Friday. VOA's Brian Patton reports from Seoul that 2 of the newest reported cases are raising concerns that the deadly virus may have spread beyond the more than 1,600 people who have already been quarantined or isolated.
MERS patient number 35 is a doctor who reportedly attended a housing conference and medical seminar in Seoul while he was in a contagious stage, potentially exposing over 1,000 other people also at the conference. Moon Hyung Pyu, the South Korean Minister of Health and Welfare, says they have just today received a list of conference attendees and will investigate. He says they are preparing to impose proper measures such as isolation after they complete the investigation. Patient 37 is a South Korean Air Force sergeant who tested positive for MERS at the Osan military base located 50 kilometers south of Seoul. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The outgoing FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, says the embattled organization he has led for more than a decade needs a profound restructuring. Blatter's comment came Thursday after meeting with the head of the organization's compliance and audit committee on reforming football's world governing body. 3 days after abruptly renouncing his resignation, Blatter says he wants a comprehensive reform program and is aware that only FIFA's Congress can pass such reforms. Blatter says he intends to stay on to lead FIFA until a new president is elected sometime between December of this year and March of next. Rescuers in central China have slowly begun to raise that cruise ship that capsized on the Yangtze River and now say there is no chance of finding anyone else alive as the death toll reached at least 97. Video shows that one side of the capsized Eastern Star was rolled above water Friday morning after crews worked all night to right the vessel. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in severe weather late Monday. Well over 300 passengers, many of whom are elderly, remain missing. Many are believed to be trapped in the hole. India has launched an operation in its northeastern region to find the militants who killed 20 soldiers and wounded a dozen others. Officials say the insurgents in Manipur state ambushed an army troop convoy Thursday using rocket-propelled grenades and bombs. Officials say the army has been given shoot-to-kill orders to use against the militant hideouts in the area. And word that Pakistani police say that 8 out of 10 militants charged with involvement in the 2012 attack on teenage activist Malala Yousafzai were actually acquitted in April.
That's the latest world news from VOA.